As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
It's a WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Draft day from Lincoln Financial Field. If you're coming to the big draft party today at the Link, WIP will be here until the Eagles pick through the evening.
And morning, maybe.
And morning. Oh, God.
Oh,
don't do that, Rube. Ruben Frank with us. Yeah, oh, man. I mean, it can't go until after midnight, can it?
Probably not. But okay. If there's a bunch of trades.
Oh, don't do that. Don't do it, Rube.
Well, they traded the 32nd pick, I think, at 11:30 in 2018.
Oh, is that what it was?
Yeah, that's when they traded.
Well, if there's three trades during the draft, like, then the new team gets that 15
10
minutes.
10 more minutes,
so,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah. Or was it 15 minutes? Yeah, 15 minutes.
First round, I think 15 still, but yeah.
I can imagine those trades happen, seeing the life drained out of your eyes, Ike, as you realize that they just bought you another 15 minutes.
Like, you're here for the long haul. There's no,
yeah.
There's
yeah,
no, way,
no matter what.
No
yeah.
way around it.
Yeah. All right, Jack, you wanna talk about our baseball team? Let's do it.
Sure don't.
It's time for the High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report. Here's Jackie Baseball.
Rube, are we going to be okay with the Phils? Or no?
Yeah, I'm okay.
Okay, good. Okay. No, I just, you know, I need. You feel like you're a very level-headed guy.
Yeah, you know, how are you feeling? Where are you on the Phils?
You know.
Uh-oh. All right, we're gonna settle
he
in
He gave
here.
A little smile before he said that, and I didn't like it.
Yep.
They don't hit any doubles.
No, they don't.
They don't hit doubles.
They're hitting 154 with the bases loaded. They have no hits with bases.
What are they hitting with men in scoring position?
Ooh, it has to be under 190. I think last time I checked, it was around 190.
Around 190. Yeah, that's not good.
No.
Is that – okay, before we get to the report,
okay.
Is that I'm looking for – and Jack knows I was melting down this morning, and I thought about the Phillies a lot this morning.
Oh, nice.
But is there –
love when that happens.
Is, like, the idea of hitting with runners in scoring position, is that sort of one of those things where they just haven't been – lucky? Like, you can't decide to hit with runners in scoring position. Do you know what I mean? Like,
of course,
have they just has it been an approach thing, or has have they maybe just been unlucky?
I don't know. Obviously, I don't know the answer, but in watching the Mets versus watching the Phillies, it just looks like a confidence thing. Like, the Phillies go up there feel like more worried about it, and the Mets go up there more confident about it.
Is that a projection, or do you think that's really what's happening?
Well, I think that when things aren't going well, you start pressing a little bit more, and they are very prone to pressing.
Yep.
So I don't know. Somehow they're 251 with runs in scoring position, which feels wrong.
Yeah, that's not right.
It's not.
You want to double check your figures.
Doesn't pass the eye test.
Doesn't even come close.
Well,
they
might have hit 800 in the Marlins series, and that skewed everything.
Sure.
All right. So what do you got?
So just some quick injury stuff. They're not even sending Sanchez for an MRI.
That's good news.
Which is a good sign. Marsh is starting his rehab assignment in AAA tonight. Get excited.
There you go.
From the hamstring injury. And then Andrew Painter is pitching tonight down in Clearwater as he continues to work his way back.
Would that be his third start tonight?
Yes. Okay. Yeah. So they'll probably let him – he's only gone three innings, I think, last start. So maybe
– three and a third.
Maybe four. four or five. And then Walker, Lizardo, Nola this weekend, the pitching matchup. So – I got one serious thing, and then two, just to let everyone know where my mental state is.
Okay.
So, one, I was in a really dark place last night.
Yep.
I was walking Walker around the streets of Westchester, and I started thinking about the haul they could get for Wheeler at the deadline, which is not a great spot to be in.
It's not crazy to think about.
If they, I mean, they'd have to really crater.
April 24th.
Rube, I know. But I'm well aware.
If they get to a position to sell, they don't have a lot of things that, that have a lot of value. And if the idea is they are letting this core run its course, then, you know, I don't know, a 34-year-old pitcher with, well, how many years does he have left? Three?
This first year of his extension, so we've got two more after this.
Yeah, it's a valuable contract in that he's under contract, but it's not one of those, you know, Garrett Cole 9-year deals or something. He's valuable, but if you're turning the page on the core, I don't think it's a crazy thing to think about.
At 13 and 12?
Yeah. It is absolutely crazy.
It's only one down year. It's only one down year.
Somebody. Okay.
Yeah. How do you sell to Bryce Harper if you're trading away Zach Wheeler?
Well, you know what I would say, Bryce? We signed all your friends, and we're 500.
All right. I'm just saying, eventually, 520. You know, here's the thing.
Yeah.
He's not going to enjoy the idea of losing for 3 or 4 years waiting on young players to develop.
A rebuild on the fly?
Yeah, you haven't given him an extension, so it's only how long before he's asking to be out of here.
Okay. I'm
just saying, when you start trading all players like Zach Wheeler, your other star player is going to say, "What? Hold on, what are we doing?"
Yeah, and they won't. But it's just not a good spot right now. Like, yeah, right. Letting everyone know.
Well, okay. Think clearly.
I can't. And then my other theory.
Well, I could also – hold on.
Okay.
I could also paint it this way. I could say, all right, Zach Wheeler makes, what, $40 million a year?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's 42.
Okay, so 42 off the books, 20 from JT off the books.
25 from JT.
25 from JT. Maybe whoever you trade Wheeler to, you get him to take Taiwan, and there's another 18 off the books. And then all of a sudden we can spend money again and build up this lineup. Because one of the issues to me – and this is – I swear – it's not a hating on Bryce thing. But one of the issues is like the best hitter on the team can't be an 820 OPS guy. That's not good enough. If he's not one of the 10 best players in baseball, he's not good enough to be the best player in the lineup. If he's just not now, not when you look at the other, you know, competitors that you're World Series competitors that you're talking about. And like,
I think the bigger problem is they need a better guy than Trey.
I'm just simply saying, you may be right.
Yeah.
But it's going to be hard to sell that to a 32-year-old.
Yep.
He's going to say, okay, if that's what we're doing, then move me out of here too, then.
But I'd also say we can spend the money on players who might be productive right now too. Do you know what I mean? I hear what you're saying. Yeah. I understand what you're saying. But you know, but they've got young pitching under contract in Sanchez, in Lizardo.
Well, only one more year for Lizardo after this, but yeah, okay. They could theoretically extend him.
Just, I don't think it's the craziest thing in the world, but I hear you.
I hope it never happens.
Okay. I hope it doesn't happen.
I'm just frustrated.
Yep.
I don't know if everyone can tell that.
I guess.
We can.
And then my other theory is I think they have too many dads on the team. Like, I think these guys are so dadded up. It's not like I'm all dadded up as well. I get it. But they have there are a lot of dads.
That's a good thing.
It's a great thing for their lives.
Hold on.
But the competitive fire.
Saquon's a dad.
No.
Jalen's a dad.
Yeah. Jalen who?
Hurts, isn't he?
No, I thought he was.
Okay, my bad.
Yes.
I thought he
was. Do you know something we don't know?
I'm sorry. No. Okay, all right, my bad.
I would always believe being a dad, having that stability and structure is a good thing.
Well, aren't all baseball players dads?
Yeah, but listen.
Yeah.
So, like the 08 team?
Yeah.
No dads.
I mean, Burrell wasn't a dad, obviously. Victorino.
Well, he might have been a dad.
He might have been a dad, yeah.
Right, yeah.
Obviously. Victorino, not a dad yet. Worth, not a dad yet. Now, Jamie Moyer was the dad of many.
Right.
We know that.
Yeah, we know he was a dad.
We know
great
that.
Grandfather that year.
Pedro Feliz, I don't know if he is a dad yet. Jimmy Rollins, not a dad. Utley, might have.
Jimmy wasn't a dad?
I don't think yet. Maybe after 08.
Right.
Man, that's when the competitive fire ran out.
We got to go get some single guys.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Utley didn't have kids yet. Ryan Howard didn't have kids yet. Chuch didn't have kids yet. Hamels obviously didn't have kids yet.
Right.
Can you run that through Stathead? Do they have a dad category?
Well, I mean, listen, Harp's got four kids now.
Wait.
Trey's got three.
Jack,
JT's got four.
Jack, are you saying you've been less locked in since you've become a dad?
I think that's obvious to everyone that sees me.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, that's clear. It's not even close. I was so much better pre-kids, but I wouldn't trade it for the world.
Okay. All right.
I'm just saying that's my one theory. Now, the main thing I wanted to get to in the Hi-Ho's Jackie Baseball Report
this is a lot of – you're throwing a lot of fire out here.
Yeah.
Man. Yeah, keep going.
Not doing well. Anyway, so I thought – so Jason Kelce was on the morning show yesterday, mm-hmm. and I thought he gave an interesting kind of perspective as to where he feels like the Phillies are and what he thinks needs to happen. Here's what Jason Kelce said yesterday.
To what the Phillies are going through, I know this isn't probably what everybody who watches the Phillies wants to hear. It could be the best thing that's happening to them right now, because the way they ended last season sucked, right? They didn't end it the way they should have at the start of the season. There's a ton of talent on this roster. If these guys get it together, they should have the talent to be really competitive and win. But
totally.
And if you look at the best teams since I've been in Philadelphia, almost all of us struggled at the start of the year. 2017, we were not great at the start of the year. Then we went on like a 9-game winning streak. The year that this past year, obviously, people were calling for Nick Sirianni to be fired first half of the season. Look at the Phillies, the two best years they've had. They had terrible first half starts.
That's right.
And came on at the end of it. This city, it's almost good to have adversity, because if you have a tight enough group and you have a good enough core, you become tighter and galvanized as a result of what's happening with all of the noise. It can also destroy you. So we'll find out which one of those happens with the Phillies. I tend to think these guys are, it feels like they've been tight before. They need somebody to like have some like gusto and just like,
yeah,
just to, I don't know. It's hard to explain. But there's always got to be one or two of those guys that are just a wild card that is going to just like pop off. It's going to piss everybody off for a day. And then everybody's going to be like, you know what? That was like a big truth bomb. Or that was like camp. The amount of passion that he showed rubs off on other guys. That's the stuff that I want to see a little bit more out of the Phillies just in general.
And while I agree with them, I don't know who that is. And I think it has to be Bryce. Like, yeah. I think that's the only one that really gets through, because everyone else is so passive. I mean, like Turner, passive. Schwarber, passive. I mean, Castellanos could do it. I think he has that quality. But and he's off to a good start, unlike last year where he could not do it. But there's so much not that kind of guy in that building. The only one that it would get through with is Bryce. Like,
it's got to be authentic, though, man.
It has to be authentic. Yeah. It has to be, but that's what they need. Like, the season's not over, but they need an internal wake up call. Like, yeah, like they need that bye week that the Eagles have.
But here's the somebody's got to talk to him. And here's the thing that happened with the bye week, that that this magical bye week that we all talk about, is the Eagles changed at the bye week. They changed what they did on the field. They talked to somebody. You know, you can say that the meeting between Brandon and Dom and Jalen Hurts didn't happen, but it did, right? So they went to their star player and they said, you need to be more vocal and be more of a leader. They need to do something bold. Somebody in the Phillies needs to have the guts to go up in management, whether it's John Middleton, whether it's Dave Dombrowski, and sit down with Bryce Harper and say, you are the face of the baseball team. You're the face of the baseball team. This is not about, you know, hiring a manager to go nuts, and it's great that you've been more vocal, like in interviews and things like that, but you can't talk to these players through the media. You have to talk to them to their face. Somebody that the Eagles had the balls and were bold enough to, at the bye, say, this isn't working. We need to do something different. And they had, and you know what Nick Sirianni did? Nick Sirianni listened to his players. Mm-hmm. There were offensive linemen that said, we need to do something different. So they need to be different on the field, but they also need more out of Harper, and somebody, both on the field and off the field, and somebody has to have the guts to say it to him. Because the difference between what the Eagles did and what the Phillies are hoping that will happen this four games in, because everybody points to the 2-2 and say it's early. Yes, it's early, but they did something drastic. They drastically changed the offense. And other things got better.
They also benched Davante Maddox for Cooper DeJean. That didn't hurt.
Right. Mm-hmm. They did bold things. They made bold changes.
Yeah.
And they had the guts to talk to their star player and say, we need something different from you on the field and off the field. And it worked. And my concern with the Phillies is that the Eagles looked at it being early in the year and said, we have an opportunity to change. I worry that the Phillies are going to look at it earlier in the year and say, don't worry, it's early. And those are the two different ways you can look at it. Mm-hmm. And the Eagles looked at it the right way, and my fear is the Phillies are going to look at it the wrong way.
Well, because they're in similar spots, right? Like, the Eagles had the collapse in 23 where they lost 6-7. The Phillies had that collapse, and they're 500 since July 12th of last year. Mm-hmm. They're under 500 now since July 12th of last year. Like, it's both prolonged periods.
Yeah, different personalities, though, man. Football team has more players. You know, that's the offensive line going and suggesting it. It's not the quarterback going in and saying, hey, we ought to run the football.
Sure.
Like, it's
sure,
not the
yeah.
quarterback saying it.
Yep.
So it's other facets of the team. It wasn't a star player that went and did it, other than maybe Saquon, who was a new face in the batch. I just don't know if the Phillies have that sort of dynamic. That's what makes football the ultimate team sport.
There was a clear sense the Eagles were underachieving.
Yeah.
Are the Phillies underachieving, or is this just what they are?
Well,
see,
I mean,
yeah, see,
I mean, well, they were in the World Series 3 years ago. They were in the NLCS 2 years ago. They won 95 games last year. I agree with you that they're not, like, wildly over-talented, but they're better than 13 and 12.
That's fair.
You know, and I agree with you, Ike. Like, it is a different – but, like, I guess I just think about it inside the Phillies organization right now and within the, you know, the baseball operations and management and the players. And, like, are we really just going to let it end like this? Are we really going to let this core and this run end in this sputter of everybody looking at everybody else, praying that something gets better? Because it didn't happen last year. It didn't get better. It never got better, and the season just ended. And I would just hate for I'm not saying trade, you know, Zach Wheeler now, or I'm not saying make, but make do something.
Use this as a good thing.
Yeah.
Like, use this as a rally.
I just don't want to look at this year and say we never tried to wake anybody up ever. Like, we never tried anything. We just sat there waiting for things to get better. I just want them to try something. I want them to wake up. I want them to do what the Eagles did and at least try something bold. You know, there is a possibility that the Eagles' run-first offense wouldn't work. I mean, it was possible. They made this big change, but it wasn't definite that it was going to work, you know? And that the first game out of the bye, it's not like the first game out of the bye was some, like, they didn't win that game 52-9 or something. There was the Browns game right after the bye. Mm-hmm. And it took commitment to this new thing. So I agree with you, Jack. It would suck if this era of Phillies baseball, this specific era, just ended with a whimper.
It's like Rube said, though, and it's a reason why I sort of cringe I scoff when I hear the Eagles were 2-2 and use that as some sort of reasoning why the Phillies should turn it around. The Eagles' talent level is greater than the Phillies. Like, the Eagles, say what you may, it proved itself out to be, they were clearly the best team in football. They won 16 out of 17 games last year and dominated the Kansas City Chiefs like we hadn't seen before. I can't remember the Kansas City Chiefs looking like that since, when they lost to Tampa in the Super Bowl 3 or 4 years ago, whenever that was. So I don't think the Phillies are as good as the Eagles are. Talent in the league, in this division, is much better. And the Phillies, unfortunately, the window may be closing.
There's no Mets in the NL East.
Yeah.
I mean, in the NFC East.
But that's true. But when you look at the Mets lineup up and down, look at their lineup and look at their pitching staff, those are all guys, like, playing above what they are. Like, I'm sorry, those guys are. You look at that lineup, and I know they have a very strong top of the lineup. But,
top three. Yeah.
But beyond that, those are all guys that are journeymen and okay young players. And their pitching staff, like, I don't know. We have three guys that you could argue could be number one, the best pitcher on the Mets. We have three guys that could be the best pitcher on the Mets. Zach Wheeler is the best pitcher on the Mets. Chris Sanchez is the best pitcher on the Mets. Jesus Lazardo is the best pitcher on the Mets. And they're all playing above their weight. I agree with you. They are not as talented as the Eagles are, but they're not as bad as this. Yeah. I don't think they're as bad as this.
Listen, I think they still squeak in the wild card. I think they do. That's going to be the most frustrating thing about the team, because they're not going to just go away.
Right.
They're not going to go away.
They're going to keep taunting.
Oh, they're going to win 87 games.
Yeah.
They won't just fall flat on their face when they sell the deadline. They're going to give you just enough.
The problem with 87 games this year is it probably doesn't get you into the playoffs.
But they'll be in it all the way down the stretch.
Right. Torture us.
Yeah, and they're not going to make any moves. Or, you know, they're not going to trade away. Yeah. They're probably
definitely aren't going to sell off everybody.
And they're not going to invest, I don't think, a lot in the team.
No. Yeah, so the deadline, they won't be bad enough to sell.
Correct.
And they won't be good enough to buy.
Correct.
It'll be just like the deadline last year.
Except that team was in first place.
And I'll be screaming at you at McGurk's in Horsham that they didn't do anything.
Can't wait.
Love
that was only a year ago. We were doing the stupid Yankees argument.
I do remember that. Yeah,
yeah, I was right.
Yeah, that's why I thought I didn't come here.
But no, I just we got punked by that team. It was a bad sign.
That wasn't what we were arguing about.
We were arguing about the
Yankees fans overtaking the stadium.
Yeah. Well, it was embarrassing.
Yeah.
Well,
2-5.
Captain fan over there.
That's not me.
Yeah. So, Rube.
You guys always just positive?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know, Rube. Welcome to the show.
Nah, we have fun. We're just not having fun right now. It's the Phillies' fault. I would love to them beat us so good we don't have anything to talk about.
Well, that was last year, though.
Yeah. Yeah, that was fun. That was
They were 13-9 before the Mets series, right? What are they now, 13-12?
13-12, yeah.
It doesn't matter, Rube. All right, our Pets' heads are falling off.
But I mean, they're not going to go 0-3. They might even sweep the Cubs.
Oh, don't
come on!
It's a must-win 2-3 type of series.
Yeah, sweep the Cubs. Don't taunt me with a good time.
This is definitely 1-2.
So, Rube, before we lose you today, what is your? Can you give us your bold prediction? What you think is going to happen tonight?
Bold prediction. I think Howie's going to get out of 32 and get into the second round.
Oh, so you think we don't even make a pick tonight?
Really?
Sorry.
Wow.
No. Could you tell him to do it early? Like, could you tell him to make that trade around the 20th pick instead of the 28th? Yeah, that'll save me at least an hour.
I don't think it's going to happen. Plus, he might trade it and then trade back in.
He could trade back in. Are you allowed to leave?
Save me at least an hour, man.
All right, 215-592-9494. Coming up next, my final YouTube big board of the year. My defensive line YouTube big board. I grinded tape for 90 minutes yesterday morning. I got a three-man YouTube big board next. Also, Jack will grade your trades, and if you get a guy for tonight, 215-592-9494. Rube, thank you.
Appreciate it, Rube. Good
time, guys. We love
you
tonight.
We love you. Oh, yeah, we're going to have a ton of fun.
You got your sleeping bag, Ike?
I do, man.
Yeah. Right. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We're at the link for the draft. Draft start, what, 8 o'clock? Is that first first pick, 8 o'clock? Mm-hmm. Is that when the clock starts? So Eagles have 32nd pick, and WIP is with you all the way up through the pick. And then, of course, we'll be yapping about the pick afterwards because no Phillies game tonight. Phillies don't play again until tomorrow afternoon.
Only one off day?
Only one off day. you want more? Well, Taiwan's pitching tomorrow.
Can we get a bye week?
Yeah. The Phillies do need a bye week. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. For the best selection of diamonds to fit every budget, visit the home team at Mark's. Experience the difference at marks-jewelers.com. Which position would you like the Eagles to draft tonight? 79% defensive line, 21% secondary. We'll get to my defensive line YouTube big board right after Josh. Josh, you're on WIP. Josh.
Yo, guys, how we doing?
What's up, Josh? Josh, Josh is on speakerphone, and I could hear myself. And
yeah, it's a disaster.
Drives me crazy. Why don't we just do the – hey, Luke, could you check in Josh and tell him to pick up his phone? why don't we do YouTube Big Board now? You want to do that?
Sam Hinkie could run the draft for the Eagles, and they would be fine.
It's Spike.
Maybe even better off.
Versus the Scouts.
Here's a team that needed a franchise quarterback.
Who in the hell is Mel Kiper?
The Spike Eskin YouTube Big Board.
I watched a lot of YouTube.
Boy, that has actually aged poorly, that open.
Has it?
Well, it's just like you say in there, Hinkie could do a better job than... I mean,
Howie's done pretty good.
Yeah, he's heating up.
We might need a new YouTube Big Board intro for next year.
No, I like that.
You like that one?
No, it's a good intro.
I like that one.
All right.
It just takes us how far we go back.
So we did...
I know it's only a year.
We did offensive line. We did quarterback. I love my quarterback Big Board, by the way.
Terrible.
And no, it's going to work out. You watch, Ike Reese. So I did defensive line, combined edge and defensive tackle, and I came up with the three guys I love the most. My defensive line YouTube big board. All right, Ike. Here we go. Number three.
Let's check it out.
Mykel Williams out of Georgia.
Love him.
Now, first of all, he is enormous.
Mm-hmm.
The guy is like 10 feet tall. And with all these tiny little edge guys all over the NFL, I would love to be this giant edge guy. If I was a tackle on the offensive line and I looked up and I see this guy, I'd be terrified. He's good standing up. He's good with his hand in the dirt.
Oh, yeah. Come on. What else he got? What else he cooking up over there?
So many edge guys, by the way, are just fast. They try to run, you know, past the guy every time. But this guy is really patient on run plays, good at setting the edge, a good tackler, a good motor, never stops playing on any of these.
Mm-hmm.
So many tiny little edge guys. I love a giant guy. Give me giant Mykel Williams out of Georgia. Ike, what do you think?
I like it.
Yeah.
I like it. He's a part of my original big board.
There you go.
Can't go wrong with a Georgia Bulldog.
Yep.
If you're a Philadelphia Eagle. So, yeah, he fits right along with those guys. He'd obviously fit into the culture. And he's one of those guys that it's more about his ceiling versus what he did at Georgia, somewhat similar to how Nolan Smith. Like, Nolan Smith's numbers didn't wow you. But you just looked at his potential and figured, you know, this kid's going to be a good player once he gets a chance to play every down. So this is sort of where Mykel Williams is at as well.
Love him.
He's
huge.
Yeah.
This guy's a monster. All right. Number two on my YouTube big board. Defensive tackle out of the Ohio State University.
Your school.
Tyleek Williams.
Okay.
First of all, super strong, super fast, just runs over guys. And for a fat guy, really, really fast. Love fast fat guys. He's an awesome pass rusher. And great at, because he's so fast, I watch him in the backfield chasing down running backs after he gets past the offensive line.
Oh, man.
Love it. In the backfield, tackle for a loss. When he starts to tackle a guy, by the way, not messing around. You don't see guys breaking tackles with Tyreek Williams. Very fast, very strong, and fat at the same time. What all traits I love in a defensive tackle. My number two YouTube big board guy, Tyreek Williams. Ike, what do you think?
Yeah, Tyreek Williams. Yeah, listen, another good player.
Sorry, got his name wrong.
It's all good.
That's that is a staple of the YouTube big board, by the way.
Yep. Listen, he played at Ohio State, so you know he's from a great program. He's played at a high level. National championship. Certainly somebody like the Eagles. Like the Eagles, when you think about, when you think about what the Eagles like doing, having at least three to four guys that they can rotate in that interior, yeah, this is what you're talking about. You know, you're talking about finding a replacement for Milton Williams. Yeah, this is sort of what you're talking about. You want a guy that can get off the ball in that three technique, can beat guys in one-on-one pass rushing moves, and then has the ability to also play the run. Putting him next to Jalen Carter, whew, I like it.
All right.
I like it.
Something going wrong when you like both of them so far.
Yeah. Well, I mean, listen, these are good players. These aren't guys that are reaches. Like, you aren't reaching yet.
Yeah.
Now, I want to say.
Yeah, I haven't heard anybody you reach for yet.
Well, wait till number one. Because I want to say before I get to number one.
Yeah.
You know, I grind a lot of tape on these guys. Mm-hmm. So I watch Abdul Carter. Overrated.
Oh, wow.
All he is fast. There's too many of these edge guys that in college, they're just faster than the tackle, and they get to the guy. And then they get to the NFL, and everybody's fast. The offensive linemen are fast. The quarterbacks are fast. The running back, everybody's fast. I don't know. I watch Abdul Carter, and it doesn't look like he has a lot of moves. It just looks like he's faster than everybody.
And he's too small.
No, he's not. He's a tremendous athlete. Too small. What is he? He's 245, 50 pounds. How big does he need to be?
Doesn't look like it.
I don't know. I just looked at him. It looks like Nolan Smith.
He's a big kid. The problem is that when the competition you're around isn't as great, you don't know if you're just being pushed up the board because of the other guys that are in the draft. I've said this. No offense. I like the kid. I think he's a very good player. I don't think he's better than Michael Parsons.
No.
Like, I don't think it's coming out. Like, I don't think he was a better prospect than Michael Parsons.
I'm with Warren Sapp on Abdul Carter. I'm not buying it.
Oh, what the hell does Sapp say?
Oh, Sapp actually
stormed
off an interview with our very own Zach Gelb because Gelb was talking about how good he was.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
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 I got to look that up.
All right.
Who's your guy?
My number one guy out of Michigan is Braden Swinson.
Oh, it's a terrible take.
No, he is the best pass rusher in the draft. Look, most of the guys are just fast off the line, and then they lose the burst. This guy gets faster after he gets past his guy.
What's his name, Brad Swinson?
Braden,
what school did he go to, Spike?
Michigan.
No.
Braden
Swinson. Dude, he's not even the best guy on that line.
Yes, he is. He's the best guy in the draft. There are so many quarterbacks that are more mobile. I want a guy who's not just fast off the line. I want a guy that could chase the guy down. He's got a bunch of moves, by the way. He's not just running past the
offensive line. First off, he went to LSU.
Yeah, that's what I'm looking at.
Then I mean LSU.
I wanted you to just let him finish.
Then I mean LSU.
I had to see how low he was on the...
I wrote the thing down wrong.
You looked at a yellow school.
Yeah,
and you said
I assumed it was Michigan. I'm sorry.
This is our football expert.
Look, I'm going to end up being right. It doesn't matter what college he went to. What matters is the tape. And the guy is awesome. He never gets tied up. He's got a bunch of moves. He was the best pass rusher I've seen. Braden Swinson, not out of Michigan, out of LSU.
Jeez.
Yeah.
What a time reveal.
This is the one where you fell off the track.
No, awesome. I'm telling you.
That's terrible.
He'll be better than Abdul Carter.
No, not a chance.
Yes, he will.
Have
you watched his tape?
Don't need to see his tape.
You got to watch his tape.
Don't need to see his tape.
You got to watch his YouTube.
No one named Braden Swinson. Is gonna be
it doesn't great. Matter if he went to LSU or Michigan.
That's not my point.
No, no, we're talking about he doesn't have the name.
I'm telling you.
He doesn't come with the cachet.
Watch his tape, Jack. Watch his tape.
Braden Swinton.
No. Yes.
No.
Okay. I'm surprised he's not in our delegation, honestly.
No.
No, he is not in our delegation.
No.
Yeah, it is an our delegation name, one would guess, but it is not.
It certainly is.
Yeah.
All right, there it is, the YouTube Big Board. Number 3, Mykel Williams. Number 2, Tahlik Williams.
So,
and number 1, Braden Swinson.
So is it safe to say you want the Eagles to take Braden Swinson tonight?
I would love for the Eagles to take Braden Swinson.
Okay, so that's what you're going on the record with.
Round 2 guy.
Well, right. I mean, yeah, we all had to put a name on the record. Yeah,
yeah. I said Tyler Warren.
Yeah.
He's not going to get picked in the first round. Like that is.
That's not. That's not.
Okay, then he's my guy.
Yeah, if he's your number
trade
one.
Down. Say trade down.
He's
at least.
My guy. Then he's my guy. He's my guy. Fine.
Braden.
Just wanted to make
Swinson.
Sure we got you pinned in the corner with
fine.
These guys.
He's my guy.
He
he's
sounds
my
like
guy.
He sounds like a PGA Tour golfer.
That's fine. That's just fine. It's fine. I'm telling you, it's going to be a good pick. All right.
He will turn out to be a Pro Bowl.
Yep.
If he is. And I will never let you jerks forget it. And then, you know
wait,
what you're
going to
say?
You will say you said he went to Michigan.
Yeah, that's, I know it. You're going to say you didn't even know what college he went to.
Exactly.
I'm a pro guy. I'm a, look,
well,
I'm
that's not true. You're a Big Ten guy. You're an Ohio Statesman.
I am. Maybe that's why I wanted to put him on Michigan.
Yep.
Yeah.
It was interesting how Corey in Kentucky picked the Kentucky kid as a guy that he
yeah,
wanted.
That's true.
Yeah, it's noticeable.
All right. 215-592. By the way, we have Mike Mayock coming up at 4 o'clock, our second draft expert, of course, with me being number one.
Are you going to ask him about Braden Swinson?
Fine. I'll ask him about Braden
Please
Swinson.
Don't.
Please do.
I want to ask him. I'm telling you. Watch the guy.
What's he shoot on the tour?
215-592-9494.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sophie. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
For Josh, you're on WIP.
Yo, guys, my apologies. I was
it's
Luke's fault.
It's Luke's fault. Yeah, he's new.
All right, so I think a couple moves could be huge for the Birds tonight.
Okay.
One unrealistic would be A.J. Brown in 32 up to 4. For Abdul Carter. Would be nice.
Interesting thought.
Would we love it, yes.
That was Friday's show.
You would do it?
I would do it. I would move up. I mean, I think Saquon is kind of the focal point of the offense. I mean,
would you give up your second round pick too? Would you give up your second round pick too?
Maybe a next year. Maybe a next year.
Would you give up next year's first?
Well, no, I would give up Brown and 32 this year, maybe a second for 4.
Okay. All right.
Would you rather do that or just draft Braden Swinson in the second round?
I'm telling you, the guy is good.
Yeah. No, I think Abdul Carter is the best.
Yeah. Okay.
The best in my opinion. But
yeah. Okay.
I have one more that I thought about. It's been in my head. Would you guys, how would you think? Like Bryce Huff, second round and a fourth round for T.J. Watt.
They're not going to take Bryce Huff off your hands. Like, here's the
thing.
Let's
say we eat half his contract and we throw in a second and a third.
I think anybody here would trade any pick for T.J. Watt. The problem is I keep saying it,
we don't know the money thing. It's impossible to figure out. I'm not downplaying what Rube said, but Rube went from saying, I asked him what he thought of the offseason, and he said he thinks this is an offseason they had to have because of all the guys they have to pay and they have to get younger. And then I asked him if he would trade for TJ Watt, and he said yes. And I said, how are you going to pay him? And he goes, well, Howie can figure it out. So I just think it can't be both. And if we can't fit a $30 million guy on a 30-year-old guy that you're going to have to pay $30 million a year for the next 3 years, either we can or we can't.
We don't know that, though.
Yeah, I get
what I'm saying.
Don't
is
know.
Like, we don't know the cap.
Yeah, we don't know. We don't know. It just appears as if they can't.
I think, the second part, like the TJ Watt trade, would be more realistic if they could dump AJ Brown's contract. Because if they were to draft Abdul Carter, you wouldn't have to worry about paying him for what?
Sure.
3 years?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
I mean, that would probably be the only way they could probably pull that off on the books. But, I mean, could you imagine a defensive line with those guys would be insane?
Yeah, it would be great. I'm not doing the AJ Brown thing again. I'm just saying if he does get traded.
Well, hell, that has more cap ramifications than TJ Watt probably.
Trading AJ Brown?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Now I
think he's got like $40 million in dead cap.
Well, it depends on when they trade him.
I was saying 90.
Yeah.
Well, Elliott's
over
on
2 years.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Over 2 years, yeah.
But doesn't it all get accelerated if you trade him?
No, what it looked like, over the cap, it basically says if you trade him after June 1st, I think it's a $30 million and then a $20 million.
Okay.
And if you trade him before June 1st, it's something like $60 million this year and $30 million next year or something like that. You know, Braden Swinson is a dog, but a person who's a dog. You probably have a real dog, maybe two real dogs, maybe three real dogs, maybe a cat too, and your entire goal when you have a pet is to give that pet an amazing life. You know, you give them a lot of hugs, a lot of walks, and you got to get them the right stuff. And dogs and cats rule. You get that dog the right stuff. George Perenni is the lead dog and makes sure that every one of the 7 stores is stocked with the best of everything. Not just the best products, but the best people too. And it's going to be warm outside, so you got to make sure that you're up to date on flea and tick prevention. They can talk to you about natural flea and tick prevention. I can't talk to you about it, but luckily the staff at Dogs and Cats Rule knows about all their products, so they can talk to you about the benefits of that. Also, then when you get to pet nutrition, which is where Dogs and Cats Rule really shines, they have top-of-the-line stuff, local products, fresh diets, you know, the raw, gently cooked, freeze-dried, all that stuff. But you walk in there, and there's shelves and shelves and shelves of this stuff. You can't figure it out yourself. You don't have time. But the staff at Dogs and Cats Rule, they're going to take the time. They're going to be patient. They'll learn about your pet, and they'll give you the right answers. So whether it is natural flea and tick prevention, whether it's food, whether it's supplements, whether it's some new toys for the spring and the summer, one of the 7 locations can help you out. 5 in PA, Newtown, Doylestown, Maple Glen, New Hope, and Bluebell. 2 in New Jersey, Pennington and Princeton. Dogsandcatsrule.pet is the website. Shop small. Shop local, shop family, Dogs and Cats Rule. 215-592-9494. Oh, he's back again. Mad Mike, you're on WIP. He's feeling himself.
How are we doing today, guys?
You're really feeling yourself. You're back. Some are saying you're back, Mad Mike.
Oh, I'm back.
Yeah.
I'm back and angrier than ever.
There you go.
There we go.
Hey, just so we all know, baseball's stupid.
It's
boring. It belongs in 1855. And then back to your point about the bye week, that's when they told Jalen, hey, idiot, we're not letting you throw the ball anymore, and we're just going to run it, and just like the head coach, we're just going to put you on the sideline and play pretend that you're a part of this team.
Well, they let him throw in the Super Bowl.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that's also because they're like, oh, you know, the guy that did everything, we're going to use him as, like, you know, and we're going to let him get hammered and pummeled, and then you get to kind of just play against the zone, no defense at all. But sure, that's fine.
What do you have to say about the draft, Mad Mike? None of this stuff works right now. I'm telling you.
Yeah,
it's tough.
Well,
I've tried.
It so works because it's all true.
Nah,
you know why I know it's true, Spike? Because you know Jalen isn't a good quarterback, and you in your own mind are like, that's why it's a prove it year. Because Mad Mike's right. Jaylen's
no, I think he is a good quarterback. I do not think he is an elite quarterback, but I do think he's good.
And,
No, he is just lucky to be in the situation he's in. But
all right.
Howie is definitely going to blow this pick. And he's going to trade out of the first round, and everybody's going to be back to, Howie's a moron, what's he doing? They're all going to be back right after that.
I don't know, Jack, Ike. This Mad Mike thing.
Yeah, might have run its course.
Yeah, I don't know. It's very tough to do this right now. Because even if he trades out of the first round, people are not going to call Howie an idiot.
No.
I guarantee
I like,
you.
Listen, I like listening to Mad Mike because, you know, it's like spitting in the wind.
Yeah.
Right back to your face, man. That's all it really is, man. I mean, listen.
It's the end of an era.
He's in a Hall of Fame GM. The team has gone to 3 Super Bowls under him.
Uh-huh.
He's won 2 of them. How many more franchise-altering players does he need to draft or bring in? Like, seriously.
Bring in another Jalen Reagor.
Well, listen, you can't hit on all of them. You can't hit on every pick, but
come on, Mike.
But he's hit on. And listen,
to be fair, he was only hitting on picks that were in the top 10.
It's okay. Listen, sometimes. Listen,
I can hit on picks on the top 10 all day.
Listen, see, here's the thing.
He does at number 32.
Here's
the thing. Nolan Smith at 32.
I don't need Howie to prove.
Nolan Smith was a bust all the way up to.
And then he was awesome.
I don't need Howie to prove how smart he is by taking players no one has ever heard of, and he's put his magic eye on them. No, I need Howie to take the obvious player. Like, that's the thing you do. You do the obvious thing, and you keep your job, and you get good football players, and you know what? Then you adjust around those guys. Taking Devontae Smith, like, you know, he's taking good players, and then he's added players in where he see fits. I don't understand.
Mike, he drafted Quinion at 22.
Like, what more could you want from a GM in this town? What more could you want?
Not to be such a dork.
Well,
I mean,
I would take a dork over a super athletic moron.
No, he's a dork.
Hey, like John, you like how you like John Lynch at GM?
Of course, at least he can lay the lumber on.
Oh man, how many draft picks? How many draft picks did he give up to go to get Trey Lance? How smart was he?
All right, well, we'll see how he blows this draft.
Cooper to Gene in the second round. Quinion at 22. Come on,
man, give it up. Come on, Mad Mike.
All right, bye, Mike.
Did you enjoy the Super Bowl at all?
He's gone.
Oh, man.
It just doesn't
beat him into submission.
What I thought was, I thought he was going to pivot.
Like, Cowboy Jim has pivoted. Like, yeah. I got a lot of pushback towards putting him in the top 5 of callers. A lot of pushback. Listen to the calls.
The calls are good.
They're entertaining.
They get right to his point. He insults us, but he has good ones.
Doesn't
every
he bring
time.
Up the Cowboys anymore.
No.
Yeah.
He pivoted. Mad Mike needs to pivot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe he becomes sad
it's not,
Mike.
It's weak sauce Mike.
Yeah.
Yeah. Bad Mike.
Like, if you want to cling to the Jalen isn't elite thing, okay, that's fine.
Everyone knows that.
No, that's not true, but that's fine. But the Howie thing is ridiculous.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he doesn't even do the Jalen's not elite thing. He does he's not good.
Yeah.
It's like that's kind of tough. Jalen's not good is kind of a tough argument to have right now.
Well, silly.
Yeah.
2-1 argument.
215-592-9494. Tough to have. Mike, you're in.
Another Mike.
You're
great. Awesome.
What's up, Mike?
Yeah, this is another Mike. I'm mad, but I'm mad at something else.
Okay.
Last year, at the beginning of June, when the Phillies went over to London to play the Mets,
yep,
they were 45 and whatever. They were 22 games over 500. When they got home, the rest of the season, they were 3 games over 500. They won 95 games last year.
Yep.
But when they got back from London, all they did the rest of the year was basically play 500 ball.
Yep.
Okay.
Are we blaming
this
London?
Beg your pardon?
Are we blaming London?
No. What I'm trying to get to is this year's team is worse than the second half team.
This How are they worse?
Is a lot worse.
How are they worse?
Because look at the bullpen. Let's start with that.
Okay, the bullpen's worse.
Bullpen's 29th out of 30th.
Yep, starters are better.
You had seven players on the All-Star team last year.
You said second half. You said second half. I don't care. Well, hold on. Hold on, Mike. You said the second half of the year. So their starters are better this year than they were the second half of last year. They have better starters.
I don't know about that.
Well, sure they do. Ranger was cooked last year, and they have, all you have to swap in Lizardo for Ranger.
Ranger had a great first half.
Yeah, we're talking about – you said the second half of the year, Mike.
Yeah.
Well, Ranger was not good in the second half of the year, and Lizardo is – what's that?
He was hurt. Yeah. He was hurt.
But Lizardo is better than what Ranger was the second half of the year.
Yeah, without a doubt. And okay. Sanchez is probably just as good as he was last year.
Right. Okay. So how are they worse than the second half of last year? Okay. Nola's been worse. You're right.
And I don't see the same in Wheeler that I saw last year.
Oh, I think Wheeler's been good. He had two bad starts. Yesterday. Yeah, I think Wheeler's been good. So,
okay,
so
but what about the offense? What about center field and left?
The same.
Mean, it's just bad this year.
But it's
been bad for 3 years.
I mean, what do you think is so good? Do you think they're good?
No, I'm just saying that I don't think they're – thank you for the call, Mike. It's a silly argument. I don't think they're worse than they are the second half of last year. Their bullpen
worse.
They might be the same.
They're just as bad as they were.
They might be
year.
The same. Yeah. The bullpen is worse. The starters are better. But I
don't know. Are the starters better?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
This then the second half? Wheeler's the same. Sanchez.
Well, I don't know if Wheeler's the same. Wheeler was a Cy Young candidate last year.
Yeah, but Wheeler's been really good this year. He had two bad starts.
He has not been as good as he was last year. I don't think so.
I mean, if you're going to say Wheeler's not as good, then
I'm just saying, when you pitch to a Cy Young runner-up, like that's the standard. Like that's what you're saying. That's what made their staff so good last year. Ranger was on a 10-0 start in the first half, so we know that Nola definitely isn't where he was last year as a pitcher. Sanchez is probably the same. Uh-huh. And even though Lizardo is a good third pitcher, you're still looking at a 5-6-inning pitcher.
Well, the biggest problem is that they didn't have a 5-star left. I mean, Taiwan was unpitchable, and they went to Tyler Phillips. He got blown up. And then they went to, like, Colby Allard. Like,
well, Taiwan's been better
exactly.
this year than any 5-starter in the second half last year.
Regardless,
but
it doesn't
but matter. But to your point, even if they're just as good as the second half last year, that's not good enough. That's a 500 team. Right. 215-592-9494. We are at the link.
I would say the hitters are worse. Than
the hitters are definitely worse.
Worse than they were last
year. I mean, Bohm is worse. Trey is worse. Schwarber's the same.
Is Bryce the same?
Bryce is worse.
Right?
Well, I mean, he's hitting two. He was 1-1 for 11 against the Mets. He's got 5 home runs, but his OPS is sitting around 800. He's got to be 900 plus. He's got to be 900.
And he's too mopey right now.
He is. He's very mopey.
No. I thought that was only Bohm.
Oh, now we're doing the Bohm thing. He's on 1 8-game hitting streak and with all slap
ten games with
all slap singles, and he's like all boomed up back over there. Yep,
after he
got his backbone right back. Yep.
After he left them.
I told you when he gets over to Mendoza line, I would speak up again.
Well, he's at 230 something.
And trending upward.
Yeah, and one walk and no home runs.
All right. We're at the link because the draft is tonight. WIP has your coverage all the way through the draft. We're on your radio, on the free Odyssey app, also on YouTube. We'll be on YouTube, I assume, all the way up through the Eagles pick.
We better
today.
Be.
We better be.
Yeah.
Mike Mayock, our draft expert, joins us next as well. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.